Welcome to Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. In each of our programs, our intention is to bring to our listeners the best of people, places, and projects of Northern California that we think you're going to enjoy and that we think are exceptional. Today, I have in the studio two individuals that are the founders of an extraordinary event that happens in Northern California that I think is an exceptional event. We have in the studio today Sarah and Glenn Hoxie, who are the founders of the Big Flat Jamboree, and we're going to talk about all of that and find out about it, its history, all the things that are happening. So welcome, the two of you.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks,
so good to have you here. Yay.
Yeah.
The river people, as I know you. We met many years ago on the river, so yeah. It's wonderful. And the river we're talking about is the beautiful. Who wants to describe it for our listeners? Which one of you? Glenn?
The Trinity River, which runs generally from Trinity Lake down through the Pigeon Point Gorge and then joins the Klamath River downriver.
At Wichipec,
yes.
And then flows when it
generally in a north direction and comes out in Requa.
Yeah.
In far northern California.
Yeah, right at the mouth of the Klamath River.
Gorgeous place.
Beautiful, beautiful landscape and terrain throughout its journey. And you both have a history on the river. So, Glenn, if you were to talk about your history on rivers, how would you describe that?
Well,
it's been a while, hasn't it?
I have rafted on rivers all over the West, including the Grand Canyon, the Salmon River, the Green River in Utah. But back in 2000, when we moved the family here to Redding, I started working with Trinity River Rafting as a guide. I was also teaching at a Chrysalis Charter School, and I think our very first trip we ever did was taking a group of students down the river and showing them the fun that they could have and how to be responsible with whitewater.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah. It's wonderful to be out there, but the safety, being conscious of what's good and what's not good to do, is very critical to continue to enjoy the river.
Really, one of the biggest things I focus when with guests on the river is the safety all the way through.
Yes.
There are tricky things about a river that people don't realize are dangerous.
Yeah.
And once they know what those concerns are and those dangers are, you know, it becomes a much more safer place for everybody.
Yes. And typically on the Trinity River, what is the run that you commonly do?
The Pigeon Point Run is the big commercial run that most people go to, but there are runs down below and above, and they have various names for people who are interested in Class 2 or Class 1, more relaxed boating.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess one's kind of the Duloma run is the kind of more mellow one. And then there's a real crazy one called the called the Burnt Ranch Gorge, but that's Class 5 plus.
Yes, yes. I've always thought about going there, and then I say, Lynn, you don't want to risk your life.
it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
For me.
Yes. Well, watch it from above, the river going by off of Highway 299. Yes.
It is beautiful there, though.
And when you were on the Grand Canyon, were you just doing it for personal fun, or were you a guide?
They were private trips, how that worked out. But I was selected because I know how to row a boat.
Yes.
Which is a great way to get on the canyon.
Yes. And you do rafts and kayaks.
Yeah. My kids taught me how to roll a kayak a few years ago. And so I still enjoy having something as large as a raft under me, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I'll enjoy kayaking from time to time.
And there's all kinds of different varieties, really, with rafting. You have the oar frame, or you can have the paddle boat, or a combination. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that are listening that have never had that experience, I really encourage you, get out there on the water. It's an extraordinary experience. I go several times a year because I just love being out there in the beauty of nature and on the water.
And I know you use inflatable kayaks, and they're great boats. They're very versatile and generally really easy to navigate with.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things I've gone out with a number of people. A couple of years ago, I had friends go with me that they insisted that they use their lake kayaks on the Trinity. And I said, that's not a good idea.
Right.
I don't recommend it. And at the end of the trip, they said, we'll never do that again.
Yeah. The thing about, and I see that all the time, and what people don't understand is those kayaks generally have some kind of a keel, and a keel is designed for flat water, non-moving water. And when you're in swift moving water, you want a generally a flat bottom or bottom that has the shape of a raft. Otherwise it just doesn't track well or behave like you need it to.
Yes. Yes. Well, I can remember the one person, their kayak flipping over and then it filled up with water because it wasn't self-bailing. Yeah, and then they're struggling to try to get it out of the water and have people help them get it emptied. And it was just a really nasty experience. No one got hurt, but it's really not a wise thing to do. You have to have the right equipment. Yeah. And if you've not been out there, certainly on Pigeon Point, you want to have a guide.
Oh, yeah. There's drops that are several feet there. And that whole thing of a boat filling up with water, it is a danger in a... Or it's an issue with the hard shell kayaks, which are very popular on whitewater. But we have these skirts that completely close off the boat, and also there's extra flotation in those boats as well.
Yes, yes. So you have to know your river and know your equipment, and you want to be safe so you come out
and know your own skill level
and your own skill level. Absolutely,
very important.
Yeah. So Sarah, you also have a history with rivers. Can you talk about that? Share that with us.
I do. I lived up on Oregon Mountain in Weaverville in my 20s when I was going to Humboldt, and right after. And I went down the canyon, and it was the early 1980s, knocked on a lady's door and said I wanted to be a guide. And she said, good, because we need girl guides down here. And in those days, there was one whitewater company, and it was from back east. And they said, someday this river will be known for its whitewater, but right now nobody knows it's here. And in those days, to be fair, there was really no way in. I mean, you had the windy, windy Buckhorn and the windy, windy 299 from the coast. And, you know, Trinity County was very isolated because the road access in was so difficult. Since they've straightened out the Buckhorn, I think it's gotten a lot more tourism, which is really good. It's a beautiful river. But, I worked down there for a couple of years as a guide. I got trained by the miners, because in those days, those were the guys. We didn't have self-bailing boats. We didn't have river sandals. We had old beat-up tennis shoes and boats that would fill with water and Clorox bottles that had been cut off so you could scoop the water out every time you went through hell hole.
Bucket boats.
And I got slammed in the shins by the coolers. And it was an adventure back then, but it continues to be. But, I love to know that, I've watched this stretch of river and raised my kids on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's an extraordinary experience. For my parents, I told them, thank you that you gave me the love of nature and the love of being out in the outdoors. So it's extraordinary to be able to share that with your family.
Yeah.
I think it's powerful.
Absolutely.
So then we're going to talk about big flat jamboree. Yeah.
It's funny because there's also the Trinity Jamboree. That's not us. Mm-hmm. And there's the Bigfoot Festival, which is down in Willow Creek. That is also not us.
Yes.
We are the big flat jamboree.
They're all great parties, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason that we call it the Big Flat Jamboree is because our son William actually envisioned this. And this actually is a festival in his name. But he wanted to put on a festival, and he wanted to call it the Big Flat Jamboree. And so that is what we are doing. We are doing the Big Flat Jamboree.
So people that may not be familiar with Big Flat, where is it located?
So Big Flat is exactly halfway between Redding and the coast.
Yes.
And it's 16 miles downriver from Weaverville.
About 25-minute drive.
25-minute drive from
Weaverville.
From Weaverville.
An hour and a half from Redding.
Hour and a half from Redding. And for people that have been there, you're right on the Trinity River.
Yes.
And you have several different outfitters there. You also have the Straw House restaurant that's there.
Yes.
Restaurant, and they also have cottages.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you also have some other places there where people can stay.
Yeah. Yes. There's a private campground, the Trinity Adventure Park, and they're involved with the Jamboree as well. And all these places that we mentioned are supporters of us, and we work with them on it. Then Bigfoot Rafting has cottages as well, and they're all located within, an eighth of a mile. That's about the length of the town of Big Flat.
Yes.
There is a Forest Service campground just west of town called the Big Flat Campground. About 10 miles upriver is Junction City Forest Service Campground as well.
Yes. And we'll even talk a little bit more about some other options. But I think what I'd like to do is have us talk about this event. What are the dates?
So it's going to be May 15th, 16th, and 17th. Most of the events that are going to be the competitions and the main part of it will be on Saturday, the 16th. We will start the morning off at about 7 with registration. Actually, let me go back to Friday. It'll start on Friday. We'll open up the registration at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anybody who wants to come down and camp, there is a donation accepted at Bigfoot Rafting. We'll also accept a donation for the group site at yes. Trinity Adventure Park, or people can just get a site there.
Friday, if I can step in for that, is a real neat time because it's people that haven't seen each other since the previous seasons. There's various vendors that are coming in and they're all setting up and things like that. So a lot of excitement, and people are already getting out on the water to get those early runs in Friday.
Do the vendors start showing up at 3 or they're earlier?
The vendors will come in. I know J&J's Smoke and Barbecue will be there, and I think they're setting up around noon. They'll probably start serving about 3, and they'll be there all weekend. A lot of the vendors will be coming in that night or in the morning. We've got different river companies. We've got crafters and artists. We've got some booths from, I'm hoping that we have one from Feather River College, and some of the, and their outdoor recreational leadership program. So it's kind of a very eclectic group of vendors and booths that we'll have. People will be coming in on Friday, and then Friday at starting at about 6:30 down at Trinity Adventure Park on the patio, there will be an open mic. So musicians are encouraged to come on down and sign up for the open mic, and that'll be going on as long as it goes, because the tap is always open for, you know, going as long as it needs to.
Yes.
And then in the morning, on Saturday the 16th, registration will start at about 7.
A.M.?
A.M. And it will continue on at 9 o'clock. We will have an opening ceremony, which will consist of a land dedication.
Land acknowledgement.
And a blessing.
Native American blessing.
Yes.
A Native American blessing. And probably a moment of silence for those lost. And then we will continue with registration until, I believe the registration cuts off at 9. And then at 10 o'clock, Glenn does a safety talk down at Pigeon Point.
With all
the racers. So if you are going to compete, first of all, you need to be comfortable in class 3 or above whitewater.
Yes.
We don't want anybody out there who this is a first time, because this wouldn't be a good thing for that. But it's great to watch. It's not the run for a first timer.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to watch. And spectators are invited to stand down at Sailor Bar and watch the boaters come through.
So I'm going to have you slow down a little bit, because this is all known to you. Other people listening to it are going, what? 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 So registration, actually, you can start registering on Friday if you arrive at after 3.
You can actually register online, too. The link should be available to register online by May 1st.
And that link will be displayed where?
That will be on our website.
Okay.
Which is bigflatjamboree.com.
Dot com.
Yeah,
good.
.com.
So they can register online. On Friday, can they register? After 3 o'clock on?
Yes.
And then Saturday, they can register between 7 and 9.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the opening ceremony begins at 9.
Yes.
Yes. And did we decide to do the opening ceremony at Pigeon Point?
Open ceremony is going to be at Bigfoot.
If I can kind of clarify a geography thing. Most all the vendors and the registration and eventually the music, which we'll talk about in a second, take place in the community at Big Flat.
Yes.
Then the races go 5 miles upriver. That's where we'll start the races. That's where we'll have the safety talk that we refer to. And people start paddling about 11 o'clock in the morning.
If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We're here in conversation with Sarah and Glenn Hoxie, and we're talking about the Big Flat Jamboree, extraordinary event happening in the month of May in a community just west of Redding, about an hour and a half, that's known as Big Flat, California. If you've never been out there and been able to observe or be on the Trinity River, this is an opportunity. If you're experienced and can participate in some of the events they're having, that's great. Otherwise, you go and you watch, and you go and you gather, and you listen to music, and you get good food. I mean, it's just a great experience. And so, Sarah, we were talking about the vendors, and you know you have the, what's the name of the food barbecue people?
J&J's Smoke and Barbecue out of Lewiston.
For sure they're going to be there. There'll be more that arrive as things go along, so people can purchase food there on site.
Yeah, they can purchase from J&J. I think J&J will be our only food vendor, but food is also available at Straw House and Trinity Adventure Park.
Yes. And there is a little market there in Big Flat.
Yes.
I'm sure they will be open. And you have a couple outfitters that are there in Big Flat. You have Bigfoot Rafting and you have Trinity River Rafting. Is there anyone else that's right there?
There's Six Rivers, which is up river.
A few miles.
A few miles, yeah. They're just at the top of the canyon.
Yes. And so this is an extraordinary event where you can come and camp. We mentioned earlier that you can come in and camp. There's a donation requested for the campsite that's right there. And we got to the point where we said the opening ceremony was going to happen. Then there's a safety talk that happens at approximately what time is that going to happen? Once your people are registered, the closing of the registration ends at 9. What time's the safety talk?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. And what does a safety talk involve, Glenn?
Well, the racers need to go through a safety talk. And we've decided that the best way to take care of that is to move the racers and the safety talk up to the place where we'll start where people get onto the river. And they have to float down through a canyon to get down in back into Big Flat. So we'll move the racers up to Pigeon Point Boat Launch and Campground.
And that's who's registering, is the racers.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's who has to register. Yeah.
And what kind of equipment are they using on the river, the racers?
Well, everybody's required to have a whitewater boat. And depending upon what category they're in, it's either going to be a kayak, a stand-up paddleboard, or a inflatable reinforced raft. Oh, and then there's whitewater canoes that we're adding in this year, too.
Ah,
for getting takers. Of course, they'll need their personal safety gear, which is a class 3 or above life jacket, helmet, and then paddles. And we recommend cold water gear such as a dry suit, a dry top, or a wetsuit. Mm-hmm. Because it's that time of year, the water temperature is going to be in the low 60s and very swift.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important people realize it is swifter because of the time of the year.
Yes.
And are there controlled flows happening at that time from Trinity Dam?
Yes. What we're expecting is 4,000 cubic feet per second coming. Yes. Most commercial rafters do it in the summertime, which it's between 450 and 1,000 CFS. So
yeah,
it's very swift. In some ways, a lot of the hazards are actually deeper underwater, so they're not in play. But there's enough energy in the river to, you know, flip rafts and kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people need to know how to handle themselves in the event of that happening. The safety talk will mention, you know, the swift rip water. And we talk about the other kind of common river hazards like sweepers and sifters, and those are things where trees and interfere with the current. We talk about the procedure of the race, we emphasize that, you know, everybody's responsible for everybody else's safety, and it is understood that if you come upon somebody that needs help, you're no longer a racer. You're a person helping out with mm-hmm. the rescue. But we do have a complete safety team as well. We'll have personnel at the bottom of every rapid, and then we'll have big sweep boats going down while racers and other folks are on the water. So it's actually a day where it's probably the safest day as far as having people there to help you out on the river all year. Yeah.
So what's a sweep boat?
Sweep boat is a boat that's designated to come down after racers have entered and sweep, like pick up anybody who's floating upside down or any gear that's left behind, stuff like that. So yeah, commonly called a sweep boat.
So it's really a safety.
It's a safety boat, yeah. And they'll have throw ropes and safety gear. And,
yes, and from Pigeon Point down to Big Flat, how many Class 3 rapids do you think there are?
I'm going to say
four or five?
Oh, I think more like seven.
Seven.
And the race course, I don't get into it too complicated, but the total run or section of river that we're utilizing is 5.5 miles. The race itself will only be 1 mile that's down along that section. So folks will begin their journey down the river at 11 in the morning, and then they get to the start of the race, which is just above a rapid called, help me out here, Double Eagle. And then we start them every 30 seconds, and we put them on a clock. And they run for a little over a mile down the section where several of the whitewater rapids are, the Class 3 rapids are, one after the next. So they'll end right below the rapid known as Sailor Bar. And we'll record their times, and then they have, again, under our safety and supervision, they'll continue down to Big Flat. And then again, what most folks do is they get back in shuttle vehicles that we provide or their own shuttle vehicles and might run again.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah.
I think my oldest son maybe made 9-10 runs last week, last year.
Last year, yeah.
I got on two of them. Yeah.
And what's good for people to know that have not been on the river, this isn't something you wanted just to jump into. It's serious water, especially if you've never had experience. And equipment is imperative to have the right equipment.
Yeah.
But you get to watch.
Yeah.
Right.
There's all the way along 299 places to pull off and watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we recommend, too, a really good place to be is at the bottom of Sailor Bar Rapid. You can walk down. There's a parking place at the top and a really easy trail down to Sailor Bar. And you can see the end of the race. There's a big buoy that we put in the water, and the boaters come up and hit the buoy. And when you hit the buoy, that's when you're done. Yeah. So it's a pretty good celebration down there.
That's awesome.
I'd like to add that if you do plan on coming and watching along the road, check in with us down at Big Flat before you do that, because there are some places that we'd rather not have. We don't want to cause traffic jams along 299. Uh-huh. And some of the turnouts are really not as safe as they might appear real quickly. So,
well, cars travel very rapidly along Highway 299.
Yes.
So you don't want to be in the road at all. That's
right.
Why Sailor Bar is recommended.
Yeah.
Is there a sign at Sailor Bar now?
We'll have one.
You'll have a sign.
Yeah, we'll
excellent.
Have one.
So people can find it. Mm-hmm. And it's only from Big Flat upriver. It's only what?
It's like less than a mile.
Mile.
Oh, for Sailor Bar, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you get lost, it's good to check in with them before you make a decision to go and observe. Go down to the area that's right there by Bigfoot Rafting.
Right. There'll be a registration
table,
lots of signs.
There may even be some shuttles for spectators.
Yeah.
If we can swing that, we will, because we've offered it a few times and we haven't had a lot of people interested, but we've got some vans for that purpose.
Good, good. And, you got to be careful. Kids, you don't want them running out in that traffic because those cars are unforgiving.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Traveling very rapidly. So this sounds like an extraordinary event. And this isn't the weekend for newbies to go out and and have a rafting experience or kayak experience, but you can book that later with outfitters.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we do take commercially first-time rafters down all the time.
Yes.
It's a much more controlled situation. Usually the water levels are slower and warmer. That's a big deal. And you have all the we provide all the safety gear necessary and
lunch
and lunch and things like that. And, you know, you can be as involved of a paddler as you want on those trips.
Yes. Is there a age that you say no younger than this to be on a usual rafting?
Yeah, we work on that individually with families, but generally 6 years old and above for class three water. And the 6 year old needs to be, a swimmer.
Yeah, they need to be contained in a life jacket that's not going to come off.
That's really the ultimate thing. Is that we're concerned about people who would go in the water and the life jacket would not float them the way it's supposed to because they're too light.
Yes.
And that cutoff is about 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah, but if it's a small child, they may not be able to go even though they're six. So it's a safety issue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And I know from my own experience being out there in the river, I've gone out at Hell's Hole, which... Describe Hell's Hole, Glenn, to people.
Okay.
How would you describe Hell's Hole? There's a reason it's called Hell's Hole.
Yeah, right. Well, it's an old name. It's a name that goes back before people were rafting. The miners were terrified of the river, and they called it Hell Hole because of their fear of it. What causes rapids are sharp bends in the river, obstructions such as rocks or trees, ledge drops, and so... Hell Hole's Rapid is a combination of a few of those things. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly straight shot, but first you come onto a constriction. The water starts moving very quickly for about 30, 40 yards, and you're really paddling in there, some pretty big waves there, and then it ends with a 8-foot drop, and then the hydraulic below is really, really fun. And, you know, hydraulics can... be real dangerous because they can hold a boat, but Hell Hole does not do that. And that's one of the reasons it's a commercial run. It's because people have a lot of fun in it. They get splashed. They may get knocked out, but they're in a pool afterwards and they have great stories to tell.
Yeah. They will not get knocked out. They will fall out of the boat. Being knocked out is different.
Well, yes.
Well, they get
washed out.
Well, washed out or, what do we call it? They get scooped out or they get...
Hell Hole is very forgiving. It's like maybe a 10-foot drop maybe. Yeah. It's really fun. There's a huge pool at the bottom and that's where everybody hangs out. And if you're going down there, usually that's where the photographer is.
Yes.
And she always makes it look like you're going through a monster.
Yes.
You know, because she's good at that. But anyway.
Well,
you know, Hell's Hole, people hear that term and sometimes they feel intimidated.
Yeah.
I have gone out in Hell's Hole at least 4 or 5 times. I have this photo of the professional photographer took from up above where I'm midair. I'm holding onto my paddle. I'm midair. And then I remember just being kind of washed out.
Yeah.
You know? So, and it's delightful.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's just a great experience. And because you're with commercially trained outfitters, they know what to do. They'll scoop you up. They'll get you back in the boat. So it's a wonderful run. So we have Six Rivers Rafting, we have Bigfoot Rafting, and we have Trinity Rafting, all located in that general area that you can book travel with or the experience with. And for this event, there'll be the one initial release. How long does those races go on, would you say?
Oh, for the while we're doing it?
Yeah.
That day?
Couple hours?
Yeah, they go till people are... Yeah, the race itself and the bulk is 2 hours, I would say.
Yeah.
But it's a little confusing to me because so many people go back up and go. And, but people will be putting on the water all the way up till...
It depends on And it really depends on how many racers we get, too. We don't know yet. But last year, I barely made it to the last couple of runs.
Yeah. Okay, lots going on. So... Just want to pause for a moment and remind our listeners that this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here talking about an extraordinary event called the Big Flat Jamboree. My guests today are Sarah and Glenn Hoxie. So we talked about the race just before the station ID. What else is going on? Because you had talked about, I don't remember, it was before we started recording, but you have the food truck that's going to be there, but you also have musicians.
We have musicians and vendors. So we have several outfitters that are going to be have booths, including Dan Crandall. We have, you know, some coming down from up from the American River with kayaks and that kind of thing, and some demo boats.
Oh, awesome.
And I can't tell you exactly. We have some artisans coming, and I'm not sure which organizations. We may have the RCD there. They came last year, and that was really nice. So we should have 11 or 12 at least vendors in different booths. And then starting at about 11, there will be singer-songwriters on stage, and each with about an hour to play music. So I think we've got George Rogers coming. Diane Blaylock is going to be there.
And George is vocalist, guitar?
Yes. All of the, everyone is, they're all singer-songwriters.
How long does the music go on?
Is it so just the music will be going until about 3. At 3 o'clock, our headliner band is coming in, and they'll be setting up. And then we'll continue with singer-songwriters if we get a break after that. But that is Boot Juice, and they are a festival band, and we are really excited to be able to be included on their circuit this year. They're nice. A wonderful dance band, really fun. Picture crowd surfing a guy in a kayak. Yeah, that was last time Boot Juice played. It was really, really fun. The energy is just very high, and they play till about 10 o'clock. They play from 7 to 10.
Wow, that's nice.
And it's dancing, and it's just a real good
time.
We
are missing one of our more important things, if I can step in. Yeah. So all along with the registration, we have wonderful items donated for a raffle. And then we have the raffle draw. That's going to be about, 6 o'clock?
Raffle and the awards will be about 6.
Yeah, so we'll hold an award ceremony and a raffle draw. And the raffle draw is real important to us because that's where we are able to generate funds that we can donate to various organizations.
Uh-huh. Yep. And what's raffled?
Oh, let's see. We have a couple of kayaks this year. We have life jackets, paddles.
We have
tattoos. Don't we do tattoos?
We have artwork.
Artwork, yeah.
A lot of artwork this year, and plants, and you know, a lot of the businesses in Trinity County up and down the river, and even over here in Shasta County, and a lot of individuals donate things. I have some friends who are travel agents. They just donated an overnight stay in Calistoga and a tour of a haunted mansion.
Ooh.
So that sounds like fun. So there's just, you know, we just get all kinds of stuff. I have people getting donations from the coast, people getting donations from Down Canyon, people from getting donations in the Chico area, so and people getting donations from here in Redding. So there's all kinds of. It's very eclectic, but the raffle is, it's really pretty epic. The stuff
that's
that
cool.
people get.
This is the part that's really heartwarming for me because it just shows the community support for what we're doing. And it just, the people come out of the woodwork everywhere, all the way up into Washington. We get companies and organizations that donate to this.
Well, river people.
Yes.
Support river people.
Absolutely. I just got an email this morning from Pit Viper Sunglasses. They said, the Pit Viper love package is on its way.
They
sent us a box of their really high-end sunglasses that we can, you know, raffle off. So
that's awesome.
People who love what we're doing know that what our cause is and where this comes from, and the money that we generate, we give away, and we can talk about what our criteria is for that, and we try and divvy it up as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. So what happens on Sunday?
So on Sunday we're cleaning up. On Sunday I go through and you know, we go through the recycling and clean out the outhouses and take the trash to the dump and
all the good
and
stuff.
And the kayakers are usually out on the river doing runs and hanging out together, and you know, we're just wrapping it up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so
what we do.
But can people help you? Do you
absolutely
need volunteers? Yeah, okay.
Anybody
good
that wants to help, you know, us just get all the trash into the into the trash trailer and, you know, fold stuff up. We'll take whatever help we can get.
We do have a volunteer sign up page that's available now through our Facebook website. So Facebook, it's Big Flat Jamboree, and on that page you follow the links page to the volunteer sign up.
Excellent. Excellent. So I think it's important. Facebook and website, both. That's great.
Yes.
And I think it's an extraordinary event and encouraging people to participate, whether they're used to class three and can run that, you know, commercially, or if they're going to go and observe. Get out there. It's beautiful. And, you know, when the weather gets warm like it is, you can go down and dip in the river, you know, and enjoy the river.
That's right. It'll be
very brisk. Be very cautious, though, because it will be high and swift. 4,000 CFS.
Yes.
That's very
high.
It's
not really swimming water.
Yeah.
I mean,
dip your toes in there,
but you might go up the North Fork and find a quieter pool, but it's hard to know if that's even possible.
I think the highest I've ever been on the river has been 1,800 CFS. That's not true. I went out with Trinity River years ago, and it was very, very high and very swift. We started up at Helena.
Yeah. Right.
And you were done in 10 minutes.
Yes, I'll be leading a trip in April that's going to be
like that.
Yeah, about twice what we normally do in distance, because you just go flying down.
Yes. So respect for the river.
Yes.
Which also brings me to the purpose of the Jamboree. Has a very special and unique purpose.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful that you, the parents, have created this event, and the family and all the river people that support the process. So I want to share with the community what prompted you to do this big flat Jamboree, Glenn.
So our son, William Hoxie, was a professional boater. He traveled all over the world. He boated in Chile. We raised him on the rivers, in Idaho and Utah and Colorado.
Trinity.
Yeah. He worked as a safety kayaker on the Payette River, which is a very serious river in Idaho. And in 2023, I just started a job on the Kern River in Southern California, and was caught in a snag in the river, and he wasn't able to get out. It just is one of those crazy events.
Freak
accident. That's what all the reports have mentioned. He did everything he could to try to save himself, but so he perished in that. And his friends came around, and Will always wanted to do a festival. And I remember him talking about it years before that, and me thinking, all right, Will, this is just big flat. How's that going to happen? So in the year, that first summer after the accident, we had a tree planting up there in Big Flat, and some of his friends attended. And afterwards, they said, well, let's make this dream happen. And so we formed a nonprofit organization.
Yay.
And it was all about raising funds for things that Will cared about. One of our main benefactors is the Feather River College Outdoor Recreational Leadership Program. That's where Will got so many of his certifications. I mean, of all of my kids, he was all about getting, you know, certified to do the whitewater that he was doing. So we provide scholarships for those programs. They train kids everything from cross country skiing to rock climbing to whitewater rafting, and sometimes there's extra funds that go through. Even though it's a community college, they do need to get some extra funds, and we are able to give money for that. What else do we give money for?
It's actually the Feather River Foundation that we donate to, and they have a scholarship fund in his name for outdoor recreational leadership. And we also give money to West Camp, to our
Whiskeytown own Whiskeytown Environmental School.
Whiskeytown Environmental School. Will was a naturalist up there, and he was concerned that the program wouldn't survive after the fire. So I'm so glad that we can give money to them in his name. We've given money to several of the kids that went down the Klamath. And they went off to big national kayaking academies, and we were happy to help sponsor them. That was a great thing. NorCal Clean and Sober Whitewater, which was a friend of Will's and Ben's. Ben is our oldest son.
And you have to give Mimi some.
I will. Oh, yeah.
Who's Mimi?
Mimi is our daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's on our board. Yeah. She's a wonderful river girl. She's amazing.
She just got accepted to school for marriage and family therapy.
Oh, that pleases me.
She's going to finish her hours.
Good.
Good. But we give money to all of these different organizations that would be in his wheelhouse. Oh, I think the animal rescue in Trinity County. He loved cats. He was the cat person. He was the cat lady in our family, and we've given money to search and rescue, and so we're. You know, we're always trying to expand that out. So the more money that we make, and especially with the raffle and with some of the other things that we do at the Jamboree, we hope to raise money and be able to expand our horizon of donations. And just giving money out in Will's name and building a legacy for him. He said he wanted to put Big Flat on the map. He said to me, I want to have a river festival, and I want to call it the Big Flat Jamboree. And he started the permits. He started them. And
I didn't realize that.
Yes. After his accident, when I contacted the Forest Service, they said, well, we've got the permits partially done here. So we were able to take from where he had started. And I don't know how we did it, because Mimi and I were all in so much grief. But my daughter, yeah. Mimi, and I finished those permits with the Forest Service. Have no idea what we were doing at the time. We were just basically just barely breathing. But we were able to get those permits completed and submitted by January. And now we have a 5-year permit. And the Forest Service has been very helpful.
Yay.
And it's really nice to have partners all around the region.
Yeah.
Because everybody believes in what we're doing. Everybody loved Will. He was a lovable guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and very well respected on the rivers. So that's why, you know, we're able to make connections all over the country with people that are willing to donate. Yes. Because if they didn't know him, they knew of him.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's a great way to honor his memory.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always really appreciated the emphasis you have on safety and the emphasis that it's not a river you just get an inner tube and go out on. You have to have respect for the river so that even an expert, you can have a freak accident and things happen that you can't control. So that's why you have the sweep boats. That's why you have, you know, people along the river helping make sure people are as safe as possible. Because you're
ropes.
In nature. You are, yeah, throw ropes. Can you explain to people what a throw rope?
A throw rope is a rope in a bag, and it's coiled up in a specific way. And then if there's someone in the river that needs a rope, you practice this. This isn't something you just do one day. Mm-hmm. You swing it out underhanded to that person, and it goes over their shoulder, and they grab onto it. They grab onto the rope. They don't grab onto the bag.
Yeah.
The bag may trail off behind them, but they get a piece of the rope, and then you can pull them in.
Yes, yes.
And there's, you know, we have throw ropes all over the place.
Yes.
On this.
And the guides are trained. You know, they have extensive training.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they practice with the throw ropes. They practice getting people out of the water into a raft, you know. It's all those things are important.
And I will say that Will was trained in swift water rescue. And so were all of the kids that were with him that day. He was also a woofer, which is your wilderness first aid. And he had a kayak instructor 2 level. So he was very well trained.
Yeah. Yeah. Very skillful. So it's important you're mindful whenever you're on the river. It's beautiful. It's an extraordinary experience, but it's also to be respected. Yeah. Yes.
You never ever turn your back on it.
Yes. I'm going to do a station ID. So when I come back, I want us to talk about anything that we have around the event or around the memory of Will so that we can let the public know. Want to give out your website again and phone number if you're comfortable with that, mm-hmm. so that people can enjoy the Big Flat Jamboree. If you just joined us, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with Sarah and Glenn Hoxie. They are the founders of the Big Flat Jamboree, which is in memory of their son, Will Hoxie. And showing up always is Ben and Mimi Hoxie as well. So the whole family's in on this through the whole journey. And the inspiration carried through to become reality. And if you decide to participate, know that all your donations to this event go to benefit others. They talked about the scholarships. They talked about other organizations that have benefited. So it's a great opportunity to be out in nature, to be out near the river, to hear great music. I imagine you mentioned George Rogers and some of the other artists donating their time probably.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I told all the onstage musicians that this is, not a paid gig. And as a musician myself, I know that that's a donation because musicians do need to be paid.
Yes.
So the musicians on stage are going to be George Rogers, Dennis Power, Blake Dorsey, and Diane Blaylock-Stymus. And they will be each taking an hour slot. They're all singer-songwriters from the North State. Dennis is from Trinity County, and the other three are from here in town. So, and then after that, Boot Juice is coming on. And if you've never seen Boot Juice, they are a rockin' band and great to dance to.
Yay.
And really a fun, fun thing. And then also, I just want to do a big shout out to Bigfoot Rafting, because Brianna and Matt down there are making their beautiful riverfront lawn area available for our festival. And they've been very supportive. They were good friends of my son's, and they've just helped out a lot and have just been really instrumental in helping us with this.
Help it bring all together.
Mm-hmm. But yes. We get a lot of support from Straw House and TAP, and everybody. TAP is the Trinity Adventure Park. And everybody down in Big Flat is behind what we're doing. I've had people call me up out of the blue and say, hey, I live down here. How can I help? And
oh, that's awesome.
Really wonderful.
So where's the Trinity Adventure Park located?
So that's down. That's the very, very downriver end of town. When you're talking about the river, you talk in terms of upriver and downriver.
Yes.
So the stretch that runs through Big Flat, the downriver end, Trinity Adventure Park is the big. There's a big building there, and then there's a restaurant and a campground and a store, and they're very, very helpful.
Yes.
Lindsay Poppin is the owner of that, and she's been very supportive.
Excellent. And so on your website, which is what?
TheBigFlatJamboree.com.
And then your Facebook page, you have one for the Jamboree as well.
Yep, the Big Flat Jamboree.
So people can get information mm-hmm. all about it.
Yeah, friend us and follow us. Yes. And Instagram.
Instagram
as well.
That's awesome.
And then
there are links for donations and volunteer sign up on the Facebook page.
And one of the best ways to help, if you really want to help, if you have anything you want to donate to the raffle, please call me at 530-524-7477. I'm Sarah Hoxie, and we can put whatever items you've got in the raffle. I mean, it's anything from t-shirts to CDs to a kayak to whatever you've got. I even got a fly rod and a fishing pole from the estate of the late Dr. Dan Powers in Weaverville.
Nice.
And they donated that. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that comes in, and it's just a really wonderful, eclectic raffle.
And, it's really about community coming together.
It is very much about that.
Yeah, that's powerful, I think. We talked a little bit about, you have the places right there in Big Flat, and there's a campground just upriver at Big Flat, which is called?
The Big Flat Campground.
Big Flat Campground. But that doesn't have any water, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a dry camp.
Dry camp.
Pit toilets.
Yes. Forest Service.
It's Forest Service campground.
And then?
Nominal fee.
And downriver, quite a ways away, is Hayden Flat.
Yes.
Does it have water at Hayden Flat?
Boy.
Good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No.
Yeah, sure. Always take some water.
Always.
You want to be sure.
Right.
And any other places? Sarah?
There may be some off-road camping up, in the area, like up Helena, that direction.
And Pigeon Point.
Pigeon Point Campground is really good, and that's where the races will start.
Yeah.
There's a couple of group sites in the area, too. If you're coming with a group, you can check and see if either the Pigeon Point group site or the Skunk Point group site are available. There is also room at the the Trinity Adventure Park group site, and we will take a donation for that. I just reserved it for the weekend.
Excellent.
For folks that want to camp. And then Bree is taking donations at Bigfoot Rafting for anyone that wants to camp in her group site. So,
how about RVs? Is there any place that you know of for RVs?
I would suggest checking with Del Loma and seeing if they'll take RVs down there. I think that they will. And also, Bree has a couple at Bigfoot Rafting. There's a couple of RV sites there, and there are also RV sites at Trinity Adventure Park.
It's so very important to in the case of Bigfoot and the Trinity Adventure Park, if you are bringing an RV, you will want to make reservations.
Yeah, yes.
They have they have phone number reservations.
Yes.
You can find their
website. There is one thing I want to mention, and I keep forgetting to say this. I know Bree has respectfully asked that nobody brings dogs to Bigfoot Rafting. So they're fine at Trinity Adventure Park, but she doesn't want them on site at rafting because it just becomes
too chaotic.
A little bit too much, yes. Yeah.
And isn't there a campground upriver towards Junction City?
Yeah, it's actually called Junction City Campground.
Yes, yes.
It's about 10 minutes away from where everything's going to be taking place.
And if people can't find anything open, the next village would be Weaverville.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of lodging in Weaverville. And I do want to put a shout out to the folks that have Airbnb set up all over. They're beautiful places, usually set up for fishermen, but they're very comfortable and wonderful.
And both Straw House and Bigfoot Rafting has something called Steelhead Cottages. They both have lodging in big flats. So you've got the Straw House Resorts, and you can give them a call, or Bigfoot Bree with Steelhead Cottages.
Those are right in Big Flat.
Those are right in Big Flat, so and
right
they may
the
already be gone. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because turns out people are coming to this.
Yes, that's a good thing. We like that.
But please check.
So there's music. There's the river races. And paddle boards. Have you had paddle boards before?
We did last year.
Ah.
And that's really fun.
Do they navigate the class 3?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Pretty well.
They get in the water.
The poor fellow missed the eddy at the end, and we were almost ready to go home. And about 45 minutes afterwards, he comes paddling back upriver, touches the buoy.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah. There's also award ceremony and, of course, the raffle.
Yes.
That's part of the whole function.
When you'll announce the winners, the awards, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They get a nice little trophy.
Mimi and I always arm wrestle for that honor.
Rocco Russo makes our trophies, and he does a beautiful job. He's part of our initial group, and he does a wonderful job with making these really cool trophies.
That's awesome. And I think it's important that people realize, you know, they can show up and just enjoy the music if they don't get there in time for the race. If they get there to watch the race, that's great. But there's stuff going on the whole day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, anybody who wants to come, you know, the first thing you're going to want to do is hit up that raffle. Take a look. And then also take a look come have a seat on the beautiful lawn and listen to the people who are playing music, because these are some stellar songwriters from our area.
That's awesome.
Our Northern California people.
And I am remiss if I don't ask, do you have to be present to win the raffle?
No.
It's great if you are, but you will.
Yeah,
we'll figure
out a way.
Yeah,
they'll
have to meet you to pick it up someplace else.
Yes, it would mean you have to write your name and phone number on every single ticket.
Yes, but they can do
forever.
That
forever. But you can do that.
Yes.
Yep.
Pretty awesome event, I would say. I'm sure Will is proud.
Yeah.
You as a family have done phenomenal work to honor him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's all we can do. There's nothing else you can do when you lose a kid like that.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we could think of.
But, you know, the other thing I really like about it, you're in the setting that he loved, the river and near the river, bringing community together, and you're also, through the donations, helping others to develop that love of the river and the love of the outdoors. That's a great legacy. And having your other two, Ben and Mimi, help with all that. You're doing it as a family. It's very powerful.
And Dallas, Mimi's husband.
Yes, that's true.
Been
Dallas,
instrumental
too.
In making
Dallas
happens.
Yes, yes.
So we've had so much help from family and friends, and we couldn't do it without the community and without Will's people, like, you know, who have stepped in. One of the things that Will did, which I think is really interesting, he was involved up in Feather River at Feather River College in the ORL program, as we mentioned. And he was able to open up a conduit between Feather River College and Big Flat. And so now there's kind of a steady stream of river guides that come from Feather River and work down on the Trinity and then go back up to school. And I'm really proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm really proud that he was able to, just his presence in both of those places was able to open up that conduit.
Yeah, it's powerful, powerful. The website, once again?
BigFlatJamboree.com.
And they could go on Facebook.
Go on Facebook.
There may be someone out there that can't go to the event, but you can. Well, you're welcoming donations.
We're welcoming monetary donations or any merch you want to put in the raffle.
Okay. And the best way for a financial donation is through the Facebook or through the website?
Through the website. There's a donation page. If you see there's a... All around town there are signs, and there's a QR code on there too, and that'll get you into the link tree. But if you go onto the website, you can get into the link tree. You can also get into the link tree off the Facebook page, and it'll get you to a donation page.
Excellent.
We're also looking for anyone out there who's a good kayaker, who's comfortable on this water, who wants to be on the safety team. We'll take people for safety. Please call me, 530-524-7477, if you would like to be on the safety team, if you're willing to not race, but just make sure everybody coming through certain rapids comes through in one piece.
Yes, that's a good
thing. And they
thing.
Will, but
yes.
It's...
Call or text.
Call or text, either one.
Glenn, you had something you want to add?
No, that's... she's doing... We're doing...
Doing
I'm
good.
Fine. I'm
yes.
fine.
So hope to see our listeners out there on the river enjoying the Big Flat Jamboree. I want to thank Sarah and Glenn Hoxie for coming and sharing this extraordinary event with us. And I'm hoping our listeners are encouraged by it and want to show up. And if they can't show up, ways they can participate, we discuss. Donation. Maybe you want to go and just volunteer. That's mm-hmm. also welcome. There's lots of things happening.
The BigFlatJamboree.com.
So I want to thank our listeners today and remind us here in the studio, as well as our listeners, we want to make this day and every day a day to enjoy exceptional living. Thank you for joining us.